love Rush.
Dude, Rush is the greatest band of all time.
How can three guys make such a sound?
Yet to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is there any chance your next album will be called That's Bullshit?
Sincere and honest. It's also really good, you know? That matters more than anything else.
My name is Dave Grohl.
I'm Taylor Hawkins.
And we are here tonight to induct Rush into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rock and roll has forever been ensconced in mystery. Robert Johnson selling his soul to the devil that early morning that Satan knocked upon his door, the death of Paul McCartney in 1966 and the conspiracy to replace him with an exact lookalike, Elvis sightings, Jim Morrison sightings, Axl Rose sightings. But there's one mystery that surely eclipses them all. When the fuck did Rush become cool? It was 1976 when my cool older stoner cousin gave me my first copy of 2112. Upon first inspection, I was fascinated by the track listing. The entire side one of the album was a seven-part suite with Roman numerals and names like the Temples of Syrinx. And Oracle, the Dream. This was far from my Kiss records with such great works of literature like Love Gun and Ladies' Room. No, this was something else. This was heavy shit. And then I saw what is perhaps the most infamous band photo of all time. Three grown men, arms crossed, standing proudly in white satin kimonos and skin-tight pants. How skin tight, you ask? So skin tight that you can still find the one, the only guitar god, Alex Lifeson, on cameltoe.org.
But what was inside is why we are here today. Yeah. Geddy Lee's ripping bass, his incredible, unmistakable voice, Alex Lifeson's soulful, imaginative, melodic, chaotic guitar solos, and of course, fucking Neil Peart. God, come on! This guy spawned a generation of air drummers for decades to come. With his composition, craft, and technique, his drumming was songwriting. It was just as musical, just as melodic as any other instrument in the band, bringing the drums where they fucking should be, to the forefront of every song. But here's the thing about Neil Peart. Not only was he the most fucking ripping drummer in the world, he wrote the fucking lyrics. Who let the fucking drummer write the lyrics? Rush did, baby. Makes no sense.
Playing upwards of 250 shows a year, from day one, the band built its following the right way. No hype, no bullshit. They did it from the ground up. Without any help from the mainstream press. Rolling Stone. Rush, Fly By Night, Caress of Steel, 2112, A Farewell to Kings, Hemispheres, Permanent Waves, Moving Pictures, Signals, Grace Under Pressure, Power Windows, Hold Your Fire, Presto, Roll the Bones, Counterparts, Test for Echo, Vapor Trails, Feedback, Snakes and Arrows, Clockwork Angels, 45 years, over 40 million records, thousands of shows, selling out arenas all over the world. Their influence is undeniable, and their devoted fan base only rivaled by the Grateful Dead. Look at you people right there, all of you right there. And their legacy is that of a band that stayed true to themselves no matter how uncool they may have seemed to anyone. I think it's safe to say that Rush are indeed a band that has balls.
Yeah! Alex showed us that.
Yeah. And they've always been cool. So consider this mystery solved. It is our honor to finally induct Rush into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Saying for a long time, years, that this wasn't a big deal. Turns out, it kind of is. Our sincere, heartfelt thanks to Dave and Taylor for doing us the great honor of indicting us. Theirs is truly the praise of the praiseworthy. Maybe one day, we will be indicting them. I've always liked a quote from Bob Dylan. The highest purpose of art is to inspire. What else can you do for anyone but inspire them? It is gratifying to think of us having inspired these youngsters to pick up a pair of drumsticks, a guitar, a rhyming dictionary, and torment their parents as we tormented ours. All the previous inductees into this pantheon of rock are like a constellation of stars in the night sky. Among them, we are one tiny point of light, shaped like a maple leaf. Around each star swirls a galaxy, in our case, a galaxy of families. The families that raised us, elevated us, and now the families that ground us. Those who remain and those who are gone. Then there is the family of people around us who take care of business, day after day, deal after deal, dime after dime. Like our manager throughout all of this, Ray Daniels. Then there is the family of people who truly put on the show, for it is fitting that we receive this honor as a working band in the middle of a tour in our 39th year. We should always stay 39. I speak of the road crews, the technicians, the engineers, and co-producers, our friends and family, and these guys.
Thank you guys so much. I have to say, this is a little overwhelming for a nice Jewish boy from Toronto. I've been really fortunate in my life to be able to spend my time doing something that I truly love to do, and to do it with two really terrific partners. That makes it all the sweeter. And so I'd like to thank Lurks and Pratt over here, not only for the privilege of making music together, with them, but for the great pleasure of their mostly hilarious company for the past four decades. And on behalf of my two partners, I have to thank the most passionate, most dedicated, incredible fan base around the globe. That's you guys. For not only supporting and encouraging our musical progress over the years, but for the insistence of their voices, which has most certainly led us to this evening. Yeah! We share this honor with you. Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. 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 Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you. Thank you. prophets were written on the studio wall.
Thank you so, so.